First of all, they made a very clear statement of solidarity with Congolese people about the war that is destroying the eastern part of our country from Rwanda. They decided to work to have sanctions against whoever is helping those M23 people who are killing our country in the eastern part of country. And also decided to work to have a way of African country be allocated seat in Security Council in the United Nations.
The French president was saying that while in Kinshasa, he was thinking about the population in Kivu. Did your government ask him to put more pressure on Rwanda? Because you have said that Rwanda is behind some of the problems in your country.
Yes, this is our point of view. Of course, we express our gratitude to the French president for having brought on the table this issue of Rwanda security. So we told him that it is better, really, to point out the those who are spreading this insecurity, namely Rwanda. Not only pointing him out, pointing it out, but putting in pressure so that Rwanda can stop interfering in the Congo affairs.
President Hollande said that the French language must carry democracy, it must carry human rights, pluralism, and the respect for freedom of expression. Some say maybe he was hinting at your recent election.
First of all, it is not only in the French language that democracy elections are found. Even in our African language, we have one that have this signification. And English also, and Chinese, everybody. Freedom, human rights are something that is universal and not only French. We have had elections. We have had some problems. That problems are not worse than those we have witnessed in other countries around us. So, as President Abidjan told President Hollande, he should not blame only the DRC and live in other countries where worse situations are seen, is keeping silent. It is as if something others are bringing people to condemn the DRC because they want to weaken us, because they have other agenda on our country that they have not other countries.
On the request by the Francophone countries for an expansion of the Security Council, do you think this can ever happen in your lifetime?
I think that it will happen because all those big countries, the more influent, who are putting in pressures to all over the world about democratizing the way states are being managed. They are the ones who are putting in the Security Council a non-democratic organization. So I think that time will come when the situation will be unbearable. So they will have to make an evolution. Otherwise, they will be something that people that cannot be done when they are talking of democracy themselves.